Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
A couple things going on right now. First of all, training camps for NFL and college athletes. They're running laps. They're doing push-ups in the heat. But for one of them, a safety for the Minnesota Vikings, that's Hussein Abdullah, he's going to be going without food or drink while he's going through all of this training. It's at least while the sun is up. And that's because it's also the Islamic month of Ramadan that starts on Wednesday.
Abdullah must hate it when Ramadan coincides with training camp.
That's got to be. It's only when the sun is up, yeah. Which is the entire time that you're training. Exactly. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen is with us. Obviously, you know about both these things. You know about athletics. You know about celebrating the Islamic month of Ramadan. So, first of all, explain to us, what are the rules during Ramadan? What can you do or not do?
Well, let me back up for a second. First of all, the Muslim calendar is based on a lunar calendar. So unlike our solar calendar, where, for example, if it's December 25th, 2010 is on a Saturday, the next year is going to be on a Sunday. So it moves back a day. Well, on the Muslim calendar, Ramadan, the first of Ramadan is on the 11th this year. It'll be on the 1st of August next year. So anyway, so that just gives you a sense.
Every lunar year calendar, the months move compared with the Gregorian.
Precisely.
Calendar,
right? So every year it could be at a different time of the year. So last year was more in the middle of the season, and Hussein Abdullah's numbers dipped a little bit, slightly during the season because he was still fasting in the middle of the season, which seems to be a little bit easier to fast. You're not the days aren't as grueling. Now August, these are serious months. What he can't do during Ramadan is if he's a practitioner, and what practitioners do is that they don't eat, drink, or have physical intimacy during the daylight hours.
Right. And
the third is probably not a problem.
Right. But, I mean, eating and drinking is kind of a necessity when you're training. I mean, that's very grueling.
It's very brutal. I mean, what he has to do is...
We're talking not even water.
Not water at all. He can swish water around his mouth and spit it out. That's what he can do. That's the limit of what he can do.
Like a wine taster.
Yeah. So Abdullah basically has to make a choice, and I think about this a lot because it's almost football has a connection with with religion and God, and all across the country there's sort of this connection between the two, and this is a very American way of looking at it. You get this American kid who grew up Muslim who's practicing Ramadan. It's not your typical story, but it's very American.
Well, tell me about how this works out with the other teammates. Do they support? I mean, by and large, do you think they support this?
I think they probably think he's crazy to a certain degree, and August practice is one of the things you do in August football practice is that you go in the locker room and you check your weight at the end of every practice. So that's one of the first things you do. And what you mostly lose is water weight. You're like sweating, drenched throughout the day. So I could imagine that he is actually working with his trainers. He's working with the nutrition staff. And I'm sure that if he reaches a dangerous point, then they will hydrate him immediately. You know, it won't be a fault of his if he has to hydrate himself to save his life.
I'd love to own that restaurant, though, right outside the training camp of the Vikings, though. He'd be showing up right at the table.
Immediately.
Right.
There,
sunset, yeah.
All right, that's Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, the Takeaway Sports contributor. You can actually go to our site later this morning. Ibrahim will have a blog post giving you more details about this story. That's at thetakeaway.org.